Not spit, though. It wasn't spit, I don't think.
No, that,
think
was the, that was the Lysol.
Yeah, everybody, yes, hello, welcome. Another day, another Sunday. It's noon. It can only mean one thing.
It's only one thing you can associate your noon hour with.
Yeah, only. I mean, if you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn, that is. And if you are right now, you are listening to The Shrill Show with C and The Flow.
Welcome, guys. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, I'm the C, sitting across from me today.
Is The Flow. And we have a special guest today.
Yeah.
A man we found on the street rolling around Bensonhurst, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It was we saw him. He was like, this guy needs to come on the show. He looks like he's got something to say.
Yeah.
And we got none other than Sally Fingers from Bensonhurst, Brooklyn.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
There you go. You
got Sally Fingers. How you doing?
Very good. I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Very good. Now, Sally, we understand that you own a very prominent Italian restaurant down in Bensonhurst called Zuppa da Clam. Zuppa. Is that true?
I don't know about that, bro. I don't know about that, but I heard it's delicious.
Oh, I got it.
It's delicious.
If let's say you had a restaurant, perhaps per chance.
Yeah.
What would you say is the specialty of this restaurant?
Probably Zuppa da Clam.
I got as a fish lover, I do love the Zuppa da Clam, the Zuppa da Pesh.
Mm-hmm.
I figured out the microphone thing too, so we're doing good.
Oh, you're in good shape. Okay,
yeah, we got it going here. So.
All right. Am I loud enough? I feel like I might be low.
But no, you're good now. Everything sounds really good.
All right. Sally
really nice.
Fingers, are you all right?
Sally, you doing good?
He just fine.
There you go. He has everything nice.
All right. So, hey, what do you want to talk about today? Let's think. Let's think about this. Well, for a minute. Today let's come together on this.
Let's come. Yeah, we got
a special guest.
We got Sally Fingers. We picked him up in Bensonhurst on the way, and then we drove all the way here. And we talked about a lot of things, but we didn't talk about what we were going to talk about. But I want to talk about a couple things on this day.
On this day.
We had something happened, you know, this week, and that was really big.
Oh, what was it?
That was an app that dropped that seems to be changing the world.
Oh,
and
my goodness,
will forever
yes.
shape the course of the world from now on, and that app is Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Even Sally's seen it. Sally has probably has a couple 2-3 kids that have seen or have played with this app.
Yeah, yeah. The kids love it. They love it. It's right there on their phone. They love it. It's fantastic.
The Pokemans.
Yeah, it's got the Pokemon stuff on it. You know,
all those Pokeballs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All that.
And it's an unusual app because it kind of blends two worlds together with the technology world and then also the actual going outdoor world.
Right.
So it's like, you know, with the phone synonymous with not actually being outside.
It coined a new term for me that I had never heard before: augmented reality. That's what the AR stands for in the app.
When seriously?
Augmented reality. So you see the Pokemon, like let's say if I put it up my app on right now, there could be a Pokemon sitting on this chair.
Which Pokemon do you think would be sitting in that?
I'm trying to think.
Chair.
Maybe like a Slowbro or something.
Slowbro?
You know what I'm saying?
I would say I would think something dirty. Like a coughing or something.
Oh, maybe you know what? Maybe it would be like either a Rattata, because we're down in a basement, or a Meowth.
Yeah, so, like a dirty Pokemon.
Yeah, something dirty.
Sally might not know too many Pokemons.
I don't know nothing about this, guys. But it sounds like you can keep talking about it.
I think the funny thing about it is that like it's supposed to be like for kids, but you know, we were kids when it came out, so
yeah.
Like so many people are playing it because it like spans multiple generations. And
it's a multi-generational game.
Yeah, and it's crazy because you walk down the street and you could see like at least a couple days ago, we had a little issue at our abode this week.
Something happened that we're not going to say to scare the listener.
To sum it up, we had pests.
Yeah, we had a rodent issue.
Oh.
We had a pest problem. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure Sally knows a guy who can take care of him.
I do. I know a guy in Bensonhurst. He'll hook you up.
Yeah, polypesticide.
Yeah, polypesticide. he'll hook you up real good.
Give you a good spray, 2-3 sprays.
Give it good 2-3 sprays, and he'll fix your problem.
Yeah, fix my problem up. So
go ahead.
We had that. We had that issue. So we had to leave the house for a couple hours. So I had nothing to do. It was a Friday afternoon. I had nothing to do. So I went to see Finding Dory by myself. Oh. And it was, I cried.
Was it good?
I cried, yes.
It was sad?
It was like a happy cry. It was like a happy cry.
Okay.
I don't want to tell you what happened because it'll blow the whole movie. But I did enjoy it. But point is, I was walking down the block going to the movie theater. It's like maybe 10 blocks away from where we live. And literally on the way there and on the way back and in the theater, I saw combined maybe 15 people playing the Pokemon game.
In the theater?
People were in the theater playing it, yes.
So people can't even focus on the thing they came to go see. They have to do something else while they're watching the movie.
Well, we got to have screens. We have to have many screens. Not unlike our friend Andrew.
Yeah, he's told us all about the screen game.
We don't like to talk about Andrew because we know he's not listening.
Yes. Hey, Andrew.
But he is the controller freak on YouTube if everybody wants to check him out, my buddy Andrew.
He is the controller freak.
So listen. This game, you gotta be safe with it though. We gotta watch out because I've been seeing reports of people getting their phone stolen, people getting jacked up, people getting all hit by cars and shit. You gotta watch it. Just watch it. You know, stay safe. Keep your head in the game, not in the fucking in the life game, the game of life, not the game of Pokemon.
That's the problem though, because this augmented reality.
Right.
You're still looking at your phone, but walking. You know, looking at this because on the screen. I don't know if anyone's played it yet, but it's like a fake GPS screen. So you're looking at this. Fake GPS, and every so often, your phone will vibrate, and a Pokemon will appear, and you'll be like, "I have to catch it." So then your camera turns on, and so then you're looking around, like a camera, and there's like a fake Pokemon on the screen. Then you gotta flick a Pokeball at it to catch it.
Right.
So, you know, at some points you're gonna lose sight of what you're actually doing to catch something that really doesn't exist.
My sister was driving home in the rain from the Met game last night, and she pulled over 3 times because she was like, "I see a Mankey. I have to catch it." I've never seen a Mankey before. God, look.
It's like I don't understand it because it's definitely not safe.
No, it's not safe. But you know what? It's fun.
Games are fun. It's fun. I mean, if you don't get hit with the car or anything, it's pretty good.
And I know our buddy Sally Fings. Sally Fings. Can I call you Sally Fings?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. I think we're at that level.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You know, now it makes sense why I saw somebody with their phone taking a picture of me the other day. I didn't know who this guy was. He must have been playing this Pokemon Go or something like that.
Hey, he probably found the Pokemon on your shoulder or something.
Oh, he sure was Diglett. There's no doubt about that.
You sure was an FBI member, Sally? Was an FBI guy?
No. I got that taken care of.
All right, good. He knows a guy for that, too.
Oh, yeah. He's got a guy who takes care of FBI guys.
But I do know one thing I know about Sally Fings, even though I just met him today.
This discussion happened.
Yeah, we talked about it.
We've talked about video games.
Yeah, yeah.
And this man is a purveyor of the Nintendo. He loves
original, because back in the 80s.
The OG.
This is very true. I got it in my house.
I know.
Sally, so you must have been, 20 back in 1988 or something?
something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is all brand new when it all came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was mad nice. It was mad nice. Still mad nice to this day.
Mad nice.
Yeah.
What would you say were your favorite? Like, let's maybe do a countdown. Top 10 original NES games.
Ooh, that's a lot of games. A lot of questions you got there for me.
Maybe 5. Maybe we could do top 5.
I think five is good.
All right, 5 is a nice round number. You know what? You give me a list and you stop when you're done. How about that?
That's how I like to count. You know, that's how I like to count.
But all right. So what do you say? Let's start like number 5.
Number 5. I say number 5 for me. I'm going to have to go ahead and say, remember Double Dragon?
Oh, yes.
The Kung Fu? That's a very good game.
Well, Kung Fu is Kung Fu. You know, it's a game called Kung Fu. You're a guy in a dojo, all right? Yeah, you got to get this straight.
A dojo.
A dojo, all right? That's what you got to know.
I met my buddy Dojo down at the street. He works at a donut shop.
Don't make fun of Dojo. You don't like that.
He's very sensitive about his weight.
He's very sensitive about his weight. You know,
only certain guys.
He's on Weight Watchers now, so he's doing pretty good.
Well, they have donuts for Weight Watchers, I think. You got to count.
Is it gluten free?
Too many points. Yeah. Too many points. Doughy Joe, he can't figure out the point system. He can't add. Poor guy.
But back to Double Dragon.
Yeah.
You guys remember the movie, the Double Dragon movie that produced that game? Or was it the game first and then the movie came after that?
I don't know. When the movie come out?
I think it was like the early 90s, like 92, 91. Do you guys know that?
So the game came out first in that case. Because the game came out like in 88 or something like that.
So maybe it was a video game.
Yeah.
The movie was based on the video game.
Oh, how about that?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Gotta get on the Netflix there, Sally. Yeah. See if that's on there.
I gotta get on the Flix. I gotta find out what's going on.
You get a little
here.
Red box when you take your wife to Target?
No. Hey, red box. You know, my wife, she watches the Netflix. You know, we used to look at the red box, but not anymore.
I'll show you a red box.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, the movie came out in 94.
That is disgusting.
94. All right, so but you guys never saw the movie, though, right?
Never did. I'm looking for the first time now.
Honestly, you're going to love it. You got to watch it.
It's bad Kung Fu?
Oh, yeah. Bad. But when I was a kid, I fucking loved it. I fucking loved it so much. Like, I used to go to the... Remember they used to have VHS rental stores? Like,
oh, yeah.
Those shady
yeah.
ones, like Star Entertainment?
Yeah. Mine was called Coil Video.
Coil?
Because it was on Coil Street in my neighborhood.
That's nice.
So, yeah, not a lot of people. If you're not from Brooklyn, you only know Coil Street if you're real Brooklyn, bro. You know what I'm saying? Marine Park.
Yeah, I've been there before.
I know. Frankie Gotta knows a guy on Coil Street.
Yeah, they do business out of the back.
Yeah, Sally knows a guy back there.
Yeah. All right, number four of your games.
So we got the dragon. We got that one taken care of. I'd say number four, Super Mario Brothers 2.
Oh,
fantastic game.
That's a good one.
That's a very good game.
Which is funny because I remember I sent you that article about Super Mario Bros. 2, and it basically was another game they repatched Mario Bros. 2.
That's right.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, it's called some Japanese game used to call like a Doki Doki something Japanese.
Yeah, that's right.
Doki Doki Dojo.
Yeah.
Joe. Sorry, Dojo.
Sorry, Dojo.
But yeah, respect the Dojo.
Lay off the Boston creams, buddy. You know what I'm saying, Dojo?
Oh, he's sensitive.
He may be outside right now, Dojo, waiting for us to come out.
He's sensitive.
Anyway, so tell me more about this. I know about this situation with the Super Mario Bros. 2.
Yeah.
But let's learn a little more about this for the listeners.
All right, for the listeners out there who don't know, Super Mario Brothers 2, one of the original sequel to the Mario game here in the United States.
That's right.
Was this game in Japan that was called Doki Doki Panic. It's something ridiculous. It's ridiculous game. I don't know what they were thinking. They had the right idea when they brought it here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
U.S. taking over that stuff in
Japan. U.S. knows, you know. So,
they get a plumber in there, you know?
Yeah, they got to get a nice plumber in there and really knows his stuff. You know what I mean? Really, really knows his way around, you know? So anyway, they need a sequel to the game. All right, the original game. The game they released in Japan was too hard for people like me. I couldn't figure it out. Too hard a game.
Really, it was?
That's what they told me. I don't believe it. I could beat anything. You know what I'm talking about? So anyway, so they said they repackaged this other game made by the same guy who made the original Mario game. That's the truth right there.
That's the truth coming right from Sally
straight
Finger's
from Sally
lips.
Finger's
Sally
lips.
Won't lie. Sally wouldn't lie to us.
No, straight from my lips to God's ears. That's where it's going to. You know what I'm saying? So,
a man incapable of lying.
Yeah, totally incapable. I'm Mr. Honesty over here, all right?
So, let's see.
What number are we down to now? I forget. That was two?
That was
two?
Four. That was four.
So now we're down to three.
Yeah, number three.
I mean... What do you think? What do you think?
I say for number three, you know, I'm going to combine a trilogy together because all the games are good. I'm going to say the Ninja Gaiden games. Those are real nice.
You're very well versed in your video games, Sal.
Sally knows his stuff. You know, Sally's got a passion for these things. he knows what he's talking about.
You wouldn't know it by the look of him.
Yeah, but
no.
But by his stories.
Maybe that's why
really...
they call him Sally Fingers, because his fingers are on that controller.
That could be it.
That's exactly what it is. My boy Dojo, who you guys are making fun of on his show, I don't appreciate that. But let me tell you, Dojo called me Sally Fingers a couple of, like, back in the 80s. He used to be playing these games all the time. I was like, oh, what's the matter with you? You're playing all these games.
He's just shoving Sally donuts Fingers. In his face. Yeah, he's like, I can't stop.
It must have been a bad
donuts.
Time then for him.
He's eating Boston creams and he's telling me what's up. You know what I mean? And, you know, I don't know what his problem is, but the name is stuck ever since. 30 years stuck with this name. Can't believe it.
Well, something as good as Dojo pops up. You know, I mean, that's going to stick with you.
Yeah, it does. It
like
does.
A, like a sticky bun.
So the Ninja Gaiden, I feel like I played these with you, Sal.
Oh, yeah.
in some previous life.
Well, I was showing these to you earlier. You know, they're great games. Sal
carries them in a briefcase with him at all times, just in case it's time to go.
To show you guys what's up.
This game is known to be, like, notoriously difficult, right?
Ninja Gaiden. I can't beat none of them. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, the game is fantastic, all right? If you want to be, like, a friggin' ninja and you want to go slice things in the face for 2 hours. Great game to do that with. Will you beat it? No.
Never beat it.
Not possible. You won't beat it.
Unless you're one of those speedrunners that I've been watching on YouTube lately. Those guys are nuts, man. You ever see that? They beat Ninja Gaiden in the first one, which is like supposed to be like one of the hardest games of all time, in like 14 minutes.
And that was legit. Whoa. Not like hacks or anything.
No hacks. There's no hacks. In the NES games, they mostly just running straight through them. They're just not dying. There's certain places that they die on purpose because it saves time somehow.
Holy. Rather than Sal, like, do you know about this, Sal? I feel like you know, man, well versed in such
a
thing.
I've heard about this before, but this is insane. Yeah. You know, that's a good excuse. I died on purpose. That's what I always been telling people for years. I die on purpose to get through the game, but nobody believes me. Been talking about this for years.
I mean, these guys, I mean, you're not just good at the game at that point. Like, you're just all you do. It's like Joey Chestnut, right? Like, he gets really good at eating by doing it a lot, right? Like, he eats a lot of hot dogs.
Eating.
That's how he eats 73 hot dogs. He just trains up to do. These guys have been playing this game. I mean, how many hours you got to spend playing this game to get that good at it that you don't even die, like, one time?
They don't got no jobs.
They can't have the job. They can't support a family on those.
Can't do that.
But if anybody wants to check that out, there's an awesome YouTube page called, it's like Awesome Games Done Quick or something like that. Or Summer, it's like Summer Games Done Quick. They do it for a good cause.
It's like a charity event.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so it's really awesome. Check them out and maybe donate.
Maybe give a couple dollars. And while you're donating.
Yeah, speaking of which.
Yeah, Radio Free Brooklyn, we are. Have a patron page where you can donate anywhere from a dollar to hundreds of dollars if you so choose.
Or millions of dollars.
Yeah, millions of dollars.
Millions of
dollars. You could donate whatever you want. So if you want, you feel like you like this content right now, which you are. Sally likes it. I know he does. Sally's going to donate $2-3
a month. Sally donates. That's going to be my new name.
Oh, yeah. Sally donates. So if you want to give some money, go to the Radio Free patron page. Drop us a dollar a month. Remember what we said? $1 a subscription, $1 a month, $12 a year. That's just one day without lunch.
If you work in Manhattan, that might be less than a lunch.
Yeah, so don't eat that salad. Put it down.
Don't go to Just Salad and get an $18 salad with all your pine nuts and your craisins.
Yeah, we don't want that. We don't want that stuff on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't nobody want craisins.
Fuck craisins.
No, Sal. Yeah, you sell craisins at your restaurant? I don't
sell no craisins. I don't even know what that is.
No, Sal, do you know what gluten free is, Sal?
Gluten free. Listen, you can't run no Italian restaurant gluten free. I mean, you got to be kidding.
How many O's are in gluten? Really? I ask you.
Two O's, I think.
Yeah, two O's. Too many O's. Ridiculous. Gluten.
Yeah, right. Drop it on there, RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Go down there. Give us a dollar.
Yeah, you should go to Patreon.com/RadioFreeBrooklyn, I think. Or you can just go to Patreon, search us on there, and you'll find it really easy. Or you can go to our Facebook page, you can go to the Radio Free Brooklyn website, and you'll find the donate. You can't miss it. We want you to donate. Yeah,
it's very easy to donate. Visible than the content itself at this point.
Yeah,
so you can drop a dollar there. Drop a dollar to the guys, doing the speed games. Drop a dollar. Just keep giving. Drop a couple dollars. Feel good about yourself. It's going to a good cause.
Now, speaking of dropping things, I want Sally Fingers to drop on us his deuce. The number two biggest game of the NES generation.
Should we backtrack? The top five.
Five was
Double Dragon.
Double Dragon.
Yeah.
Four was the
Mario 2,
and three was three. The Ninja Gaiden games.
Ninja Gaiden series,
the whole series. And Sal has not beat any of these.
No,
I can't do it.
It's possible. You gotta watch the speedrunners, though. I'm telling you, you shit your bed. You should shit your bed tonight.
You shit your bed.
I don't want to do that.
Your bed tonight.
Mrs. Fingers won't be happy.
I don't want to do that.
All right. Well. Okay. So no one.
Number two now. I feel like a drum roll. I wish I had the capabilities.
No, it doesn't work.
Right, can't do it.
Number deuce. What do you got?
Number deuce. I got the original Super Mario Brothers. The original OG. Game that did it all. The OG of OG games.
Now, is that the arcade one where you gotta like hit, like jump and hit the blocks and like kill those?
Oh, forget that, bro. That game is terrible. I'm talking about Super Mario Brothers, the original one for NES. That one.
The
right
one
there.
That came packaged.
One that came packaged in the box with the Duck Hunt thing.
So that original Mario that you're talking about, Steve.
Yes.
That was like basically a weird version of like Donkey Kong or something. Wasn't that like Donkey Kong-ish?
Yeah. It's like a weird arcade game. Yeah.
But was that for the NES? So how would you play that? Was that a separate system?
I think it was one of the black box games, actually. The ones that
you could get it as one of them. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It used to be the big arcade cabinet, and then what they did, it used to be on.
So well versed, Sally.
Yeah, Sally knows the stuff. You know, Sally knows the stuff. You don't play around.
Man's
with
been on the earth for at least 50 years. I mean, he knows a thing or two.
This is very true. I learned my stuff over the years. You know.
So but yeah. I'm just a little confused. So like, When Nintendo came out, like the home system, the NES, when that came out, what was the first game that came with it? Was it the Mario?
Yeah. Oh,
but not that version of Mario. What is the black box game, more or less, is what I'm trying to find
out. Oh, they're all the
They're the original series.
Oh, Sally, take it.
Yeah, yeah. Sally knows the stuff.
All right, tell me. Speak into my ear hole, please.
I will, right now. All right, here we go.
Put your information inside of me.
Hey, I'm going to do it. All right, I'm going to
okay,
do it.
Okay,
calm down.
Hey, I'm excited. I'll take a deep breath and relax. Okay, thanks.
Anyway.
Go for it. Hit me with the info.
Yeah, the black box games, the original games that came with the system. So, pretty much.
Oh, Steve is showing me.
Yeah, I'm using the internet for the first time.
Yeah, Steve's got some of the artwork over here. I'm looking at some of it right now. He's got, like, baseball. He's got a few. He's
got Clueland. I've never played that.
Clueland, yeah.
Donkey
Kong. I
had
a buddy who had that game. It sucks.
Oh, yeah, they got Donkey Kong Jr. Math. I've never played that. Duck Hunt was
that one. That's got to be terrible, bro. A game about math. What the hell is that about?
Yeah, no one wants that. We got golf.
Educated.
You ever play that game Gumshoe, Frankie?
I mean, Sally.
Sally.
Who was this Frankie guy?
I don't know.
I saw somebody upstairs that was
Do I look like a Frankie to you?
No.
Maybe
you look
your
like
son.
Sally Fingers.
The Sally Fingers. There's Kung Fu, Mach Rider. There's a couple games. We got a couple games here.
So all those came packaged in one thing, one cartridge?
No,
they're all separate games.
Oh,
so
I see. Okay.
Yeah, you buy them separately at the store.
I see. So then eventually you got graduated up to the first Super Mario game proper.
Yeah.
So those games predate that first NES game.
Well, they were kind of released at the same time.
Yeah, they're all. I think they're only the reason they're called black box games because the box is black.
The box is black. Yeah,
I had never heard that terminology before. Yeah, so now I'm interested.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a few with the apartment. If you want to take a look,
I would like to take a look.
Even though the NES does not work, I don't know why. Even though Paul and I took it apart and cleaned it,
yeah,
so it doesn't work.
We've been nurturing that thing for.
Yeah, Sal. Maybe Sal can. It's not good.
And I'm only sure that the pesticides that that were put in our apartment over the weekend
by poorly pesticides.
Poorly pests. Okay, so number two.
Yeah.
The original Super Mario.
That's right.
And you've beaten that one, Sal, right?
I beat it all the time.
Okay. And that's just for fun now at this point.
Oh, that's just for fun. I just do it to scroll around.
They have speed runs of that too. 8 minutes.
Yeah, I feel like it could be quick.
It's super quick, super quick.
Because like all those beanstalks. I don't know if they use the beanstalks.
Yeah, those warp zones. That's how you get through all
of it. Oh, the warp zones, yeah.
Yeah, that's how you do it, bro.
But now, I've never beaten that first game, only because when I get to the last castle, there's like you have to run, right? Because you have to pick the door that'll get you to Bowser.
There's a pattern, bro. You got to know that pattern.
And I don't know the pattern, I got to say.
You're going to lose.
So could you divulge this information, Sal?
Yeah,
this is something that must be.
I would like to know.
I gotta show this to you in person. I can't describe it on the air.
All right, so we will
on the air.
We will have to get a screenshot of this. Maybe on the Controller Freaks with Andrew Miola, we can have Sally Fingers come down, show us some skills.
Yeah, show us some skills on that.
Yeah, mad skills.
All right, so we've reached the time now of the number one game of all time, and I'm kind of shocked that the Mario wasn't number one. I'm trying to think. I don't know a lot of these games, so maybe I don't even know the game you're about to say.
Should we guess? Should we guess it?
Maybe we could take guess. Maybe we can
take a guess.
I'm trying to think.
What's like an old school good game? I can't even think.
I have one. I'm thinking of. I don't know if I want to say it.
Oh. What is that? He's giving us Sally Fingers is giving us a finger. He's a giving finger us gesture.
He's giving us a couple finger gestures. I guess I would guess. I have one.
You go for it, Steve. I don't know. I have nothing.
I mean, it may sound like it's not going to be something so deep. I mean, I have two.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
It's either Mike Tyson punch out boxing.
That is an excellent choice, but not the number one.
Honorable mention. Honorable mention.
And then honorable mention.
And then also I would have Super Mario 3.
That's the one, baby. See? That's what I'm talking about right there.
Man, I didn't realize that was a... I thought that was a Super Nintendo game.
That's how good it is, bro.
Oh, wow. So,
it's got that capability.
It's got that kind of capability, bro.
That was quite the unique game.
That was. Mad Secrets. You got all those maps.
Oh, damn.
You got the whistles.
Oh,
the whistles.
They make
you
float on a cloud from place to place.
Oh, damn. We got to play this when we go home.
That I want to play.
You want to invite Sally over? I can show you what's good.
You bring over some of that hot antipasto that your wife makes at the restaurant, and we'll talk about it.
Zupita
clam. We'll go to Zupita clam down in Bensonhurst to see Sally. He'll give you a nice dish. Say the word stroll when you get the check, and he'll take off half.
Yeah, 5% off your bill.
Maybe not half. I'm sorry.
5%. You're mixing up your digits.
I did want to tell Sal about this other game that I've been telling you about, Steve.
What's that?
Oh, yes.
It's
the game you showed me yesterday?
Yeah. And you got to play it at first hand, so you know how awesome it is. It's a game called Shovel Knight.
Word bro.
Yeah, word bro.
I'm sure you got a couple of shovels in your garage, Sal.
Yeah, I know.
I'll do nothing.
But so basically that's a game that came out like 2 years ago, but they made it to look like NES style. Like it's 8-bit style. So, and it's got like the 8-bit soundtrack. It's fucking legit. So you're basically like a little shovel guy, like you're a knight.
So what's he do? What's this guy do in this game?
So basically you're a knight, right?
What's he do with a shovel?
He shovels things.
Is he like Paulie? He don't do nothing with no shovel, right?
No.
Okay.
nothing illegal, you know, but his shovel is basically his weapon, and he could use it to dig up gold and gems and jewels and the like.
Oh.
Or he can use it to defeat his enemies. If a guy's shooting a fireball at you, you can shoot it back at him with your shovel because you're the Shovel Knight. That's what you got, a mystical, magical shovel.
There you go, Sal. There's a picture of Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
Oh!
How awesome is that?
He's mad brolic, but also kind of flamboyant.
A little bit.
Oh, he looks like a gay knight.
He does. But he's also very powerful.
Well, I mean, and it's crazy because... the game just came out, and Nintendo
version.
And now he's up there in the upper echelon of all time video game characters. Like he stands up there with
He's like a Mario.
Not like a mascot guy like Mario, but he's like one of the most iconic. In such a short time, he's become one of the most iconic figures in games of recent memory. Because what games are coming out now that are like cartoony, that like you can have like a connection
time
to, you know what I mean? Everything looks so real.
A lot of games now are really multiplayer, like in online based, so there's really no personal connection to a character you're playing with. Like if you're playing Call of Duty or something, you're really just you're just playing to kill somebody.
Or if you're like playing that game The Last of Us, what's the mascot of The Last of Us? It's zombie?
Nothing.
Steve, you want to pass me my phone connected to the thing? Keep it connected, and I'll play a sample of the music.
I'm
reaching. I'm so.
I gotta see this game.
I thought I had Stretch Armstrong arms, but not today. A little short.
You don't got it there, Steve. You don't got it. Sally knows.
I'm just realizing for the first time that this cord that the iPod is plugged into actually reaches across the side of the table. I could control it from here. You don't have to keep it over there anymore. But all right, so I'm going to play you guys.
You got a little Shovel Knight track for us?
Shovel Knight track. Why not?
Let me know when it's ready to go.
Let me see how long this takes to load up.
What are you using? Are you using that Spotify?
You know, I'm using... I'm going to use this thing called YouTube.
I've heard of this. I think I've seen a video or two on it.
I'm just saying, that's what I use.
I think that's a good one. I don't know what else would be a good one. I don't know what Sal uses on the internet to look at videos.
Right. Look at mad videos, bro.
Okay, it's loading up. Just give me one hot second.
This is a track from the game.
This is a track from the game. Yes.
And it's is it the title track?
You know, I'm not sure. Let me try this one. I think this might be the good one. Hang on. How about this one?
Which you think?
This one's called Strike the Earth.
Oh.
That's perfect for a Shovel Knight.
All right, let's put it on and see what happens. Hopefully we don't get an ad.
Is it playing?
It's coming.
I'm raising
it. You guys ready?
I'm raising up that volume.
I'm ready for this.
Action.
Oh, yeah.
All right, it's on.
All right, Chris. All right, we lost it. We lost the feed.
I mean,
that was nice.
Listen, if you heard the first 30 seconds of it, you heard the whole thing. Because it's basically...
It loops
itself. Because they don't imagine that you're going to play the game like in that level. Because each song is a level. Like, it's a theme song of the stage.
Okay.
So I guess they don't expect you to, like, live long. Because it's a very hard game. It's not easy, too. Like, it's like... But it's not so hard that...
You're going to throw the controller at, yeah. As I've heard Sally do a couple times, threw a controller across the room.
Oh, listen. Guys, don't say this stuff about me, all right?
Listen, we got to keep it under wraps. We know you got a we got a hothead over here.
I got under control. Don't worry. Hey, who are you calling a hothead?
I'm just saying, hey, see? What I'm talking about, that head's hot right now. cool it down.
Sally, we'll get you back. We'll get you back behind
the controller. I'm trying here, bro. I'm trying.
Start
nothing if you don't want nothing. You know what I'm talking about?
See, you listen to Radio Free Brooklyn. We're sitting here with Sally Fingers. It's the Stroll Show with C and the Flow. Thank you guys for joining us. So we're talking about video games. We're chatting about video games, and I think maybe we just listen to a song from a new video game that's made in an old style. So maybe, well, is there any video games that... have really good music that you think, like, what's your top five soundtracks in video game history?
Well, the best one I like the most, I'm going to say this. I mean, definitely, I don't know about top five, but I'm going to say this. The original games, we're talking about old games today. I'm going to tell you about this right now.
tell us.
You remember that game, friggin' Mega Man 2? Remember that game?
Yes, I do remember that game.
Guy has got a dope soundtrack, bro.
Yeah.
Sick.
How come the Mega Man games didn't make your top five games?
You know, bro, I don't know. I don't know, bro. They're good. They're good and all, but I don't know.
Those are pretty hard too, right? Those games I've heard.
Those are super hard.
Super hard.
Yeah,
super
actually, I beat number two, and I was very proud of myself.
I know you were working on that for
at least 2 months.
At least 2 months.
That
yeah.
was a hard. That
I take
was
some
easy.
Time, bro. I take some skill.
And I was playing on my cell. I have an app on my phone where I can play NES games.
Oh, no kidding, bro.
Yes, sir. And I actually beat it on the train, and I was so excited. I looked around at everybody, and everyone's just looking at me like I was crazy. But I beat the game.
What
like,
is so difficult about the game, though? Like, as a man who has beaten it, what was the hardest aspect of it?
You know, it's a lot of it. The toughest part, I thought, was they have these invisible blocks that, like, they'll appear and disappear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you got to jump across far distances. So you got to remember the pattern. And time it perfectly. So you're jumping while it's invisible and landing when it reappears.
Yeah, bro. That's the worst part of the whole game. You know, there's one part where it's like, you know that blue level? You got that spring thing on the bottom over there? Well, anyway, this part that the blocks disappear and you got to remember the pattern. You keep falling down. The spring thing keeps killing you. It's horrible. I die there all the time. It's terrible.
So the game isn't actually like very long. It's just hard.
It's pretty long, too.
It's a pretty long game,
bro. You got eight bad guys to verse?
Yeah, you got to beat eight bad guys, and you got to beat the end of the game. And there's a bunch of like levels at the end when you got to beat the wily guy.
I see.
Yeah, and he's got like a couple forms in the end of the game.
Oh.
It's hard stuff, bro. Yeah, because the only reason why I beat it once.
It's hard.
I only beat it because you have those save states on like a ROM, so... I could save exactly one at the beginning again.
But if you actually played it on the NES, you'd have to beat it in one shot?
Or let's put it this way, bro. They got that friggin' like password system.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't give you nothing. They don't give you nothing on there. It's horrible.
They don't give you a password? So
they give you a password, but they keep sending you back over and over and over again.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a cyclical...
It's like my mother. She's always nagging. Oh, back all the time.
Hopefully your mother's not listening.
No, she's not. But hey, if anyone's got any video game questions out there, wants to call in, ask Sally something.
Oh,
you know,
we got a seasoned pro gamer over here.
We got a seasoned pro gamer. I'll give you that number right now: 718-928-9732. So 718-928-9732. Give us a call, and maybe we'll patch you in. Talk to Sally Fingers. They'll give you some tips. If not...
We know how to use the phones now.
We had Joey Chestnut last week, and he... Mm-hmm. We woke him up, I think, out of his sleep to come on.
I think he was,
he
was in a zen-like state.
Ah, that could have been it. Maybe and, he was like meditating.
He's dreaming about hot dogs, right?
And congrats to him, by the way. He took home the mustard belt, as he said he would.
He did. He came home with such confidence,
He did sound very confident
with his zeal
when
that is unprecedented. Congrats, Joey.
Yeah.
Even though you forgot you did this interview.
70 hot dogs. How does he do that?
I don't know. 70. Mm-hmm. What was it? 71 or 70?
Just straight 70.
Straight 70, bro.
Yeah. Damn.
Now,
Sal, do you have a food a food competition at your restaurant, or you just stay there to enjoy?
You know, that's a good idea. I didn't thought about doing that before. Maybe we could do a lasagna eating contest. See what that gets us.
Get a good lasagna out.
Yeah, lasagna. That's hard to eat a lot of lasagna. It's heavy, dense.
That's a big. That's a big noodle.
A lot of meat. Why don't we get
Joey Chestnut here? We can talk about this. Maybe he'll want to eat 20 pounds of lasagna.
I still got his phone number.
Yeah, we can give him a call right now.
We call Joey every week. He could become another guest.
I wonder, was that his like direct? Maybe he's got like a business phone and like a personal phone. I hope that wasn't his like actual iPhone.
I mean, it was a 720. Area code, and he's from like San Jose, so.
He was in California at that time. You think?
I think he was probably here.
Yeah, the day before the competition.
But I guess just to sell.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, but yeah. So any calls coming in for Joey Chestnut because he's not here today.
Yeah, you missed that opportunity.
We got Sally Fingers sitting down, taking fielding questions. So now, Sally, let's talk about new games now. And now Paul, mentioned the Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
And since you're such an old school. Classically trained man, and now full time.
How that is when you're old, bro. I swear to God. Slowing down.
You're still doing a lot, Sal.
Like 50 years old.
That's okay.
You look good, Sal. You look really good. You don't look a day over 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're looking good.
Let me describe to you listeners what Sally Fingers looks like over here.
I don't look like nobody ever seen.
He's got a plumber's shirt on. I got nothing on. He's got nothing naked. On. He's bare naked.
I'm just naked in this studio.
He's got salt and pepper hair.
Oh!
A strong V of chest hair.
And a strong jawline as well.
Yeah, nice, strong jawline.
Very Roman nose.
Very Roman-esque. Yeah, that's why I like the look of myself.
So new games. What do you want to talk about, Jimmy?
Do you dabble in the new game, Sal? Because you're so classically trained, and now you have a full-time job at the restaurant.
The kids, besides that Pokemon, whatever it is, that goat thing where they're taking pictures of me out in the street thinking I'm a Diglett or something like that. Diglett. I don't know what they're talking about, these kids. But I'm going to tell you right now, right? Kids have gotten that Wii U thing. I'm just like, hey, that's the newest version of Nintendo. I know a lot about that.
Of course.
We've learned a lot today.
Yeah, you learned a lot.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're getting all this education over here, courtesy of Sal. All right?
You have to go to school for this kind of education.
You're learning this on the streets. Learn this on the streets, or more accurately, in my bedroom is where I'm learning to do all this stuff.
There's a couple of streets that, you take to get to your bedroom eventually. So
I had a friend down the street who used to play with all the time. I guess that's part of the streets, but, who's counting?
So what games are you playing on that new Wii U
shit? So that Wii U thing, let me tell you about this. It's, first of all, it's nice. That's the first thing I'm going to tell you. It's real nice.
It is nice. It does look nice, too. It's very sleek,
it's
black.
It's very sleek. It's very, got the two screens.
The two screens, the dual screen experience.
Dual screen experience. It's like you're living in the Matrix. It's fantastic. You might as well be Keanu Reeves. You know what I'm talking about?
I would rather be Lawrence Fishburne in that scenario, but I'll take what I could get.
Hey, you want to be Lawrence Fishburne? You could be Lawrence Fishburne. Be what you want to be, bro. I ain't stopping you.
We could all be what we want to be this day. This is 2016.
Yeah, this is 2016. This is America. You do what you want, right? That's how it goes, all right?
All right, so the game, you like it. It's sleek. It's nice,
It's sleek and nice.
It's nice.
Yeah, nice.
So what else about it? The one I like, I
gotta tell you about this right now. That's Super Mario 3D World. Well, you turn into a cat. Like, I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, it's like they picked the first animal in the room. It was like, hey, I'm going to be a cat. Oh, it's a cat. Yeah, you're Super Mario the cat. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. I played the game.
Yeah. It's good. You like that game?
I do like that game a lot. I beat that game. I beat it. It wasn't as hard as the old school games.
No, bro.
I feel like they can't make it that hard anymore.
They can't do the kids today. They can't handle it. You know, they go crying and sue their parents. You know what I'm talking about?
Back then, you didn't have a choice. You didn't have the choice. You only had one option, and it was to play the game that your mom got you for Christmas.
That was it.
And that was it for a while.
You beat it or you didn't beat it. And if you didn't beat it, you didn't get another one.
That's right. Yeah. You better look at the Wish Book catalog next year. Hope you get what you wanted, because you ain't getting it now. I'll tell you that.
But my favorite thing about that new game is the boss battle at the end with Bowser, and Bowser becomes like a big cat at the end.
I didn't play this game yet. I've seen you play it a couple times. Yeah, but I haven't
freaking
really,
Bowser cat.
We can actually play it two player. It's a two player. You actually play up to four.
Yeah, you can.
It's really pretty awesome.
Yeah. I gotta Got to check this out.
Yeah, we should do that later. We got a lot of things to do now. Yeah, talking now to Sally Fingers keeps us.
I'm glad we met Sally. I'm glad we ran into him on the street coming over here today.
Well,
really,
I mean,
big,
you guys know me from my restaurant. I mean, yeah,
actually, we've seen you a couple.
Come on, Sally. We've seen you a couple dates.
We've talked about this before. You've talked about the show. You said, "Oh, I'll talk about it." You want to talk about it? I'll talk about it. Yeah, I'm here talking about it right now.
That's right. You know, the restaurant doesn't open till like 4 p.m. today. So you know,
that's true.
Late Sunday.
That's true.
You know, you got
the guy making the man go right now.
Oh, we're getting a call in right now.
Oh my goodness! Somebody's actually calling.
Hello.
Somebody's actually calling. You hear them?
Hey, Maria. I know that voice when I hear that voice.
Hey, Stephen. How are you?
Hey, Maria. This is this Maria from Ben Bay Avenue U on West 5th Street?
Yes, this is Maria from Ben Bay Avenue U, the famous Maria.
That's right. We all know. How you doing, Maria? How you doing today?
Hi, Maria. Hello.
Good. How are you?
I understand you may have a question for
the radio station. You guys got my day going.
Oh,
yeah. Good thing.
You have a question for Sally Fingers from
Fingers, yeah. I heard you want to do a lasagna eating contest. Oh, I heard he's from Bensonhurst.
Yeah, yes, he's from the area. So
yeah, that's right.
So what are you going to do with this lasagna eating contest? I want to hear.
Yeah, how are you going to set it up? Is it going to be little portions of lasagna, a big tray of lasagna?
A Garfield-style eating contest?
I think Garfield-style is where you want to go with this. I mean, because we're talking about eating pounds each year.
Stick your face in the pan like a dog.
Just like a dog. Maria, that's a great idea. We're going to just stick our face in the pan of lasagna like a dog. It's going to be fantastic.
So you can eat like a Gavone, Frankie? Is that what we're talking about?
I ain't no Gavone, bro.
Who's this Frankie you keep mentioning? What's the happen, Steve? You're a little confused today.
Nah, I was thinking of somebody else.
He keeps calling me this name.
You don't sound like a Frankie. You sound like a Sally boy.
I am a Sally. Thank you, Maria. It's about time somebody got this straight. These two jokers on the show can't figure it out.
You guys are killing me. You have me here and start to laugh, and I have to go do an open house in about an hour and a half.
Hour and a half? Well, good luck, Maria.
Thank you very much, and you guys sound great.
Best of luck.
Have a great, great day.
Thank you,
Maria.
It's
going to be good.
We'll call you about that lasagna eating thing. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll tell you when that's going to happen.
I'll make it for you because I'm a good cook.
Oh, Sal, what is that?
Hooking us up. That's awesome, yes.
I guess we're going to have a rival lasagna making and eating contest is what it sounds like.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Maria, take care.
Take care, Steve. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye.
Wow,
that was the first ever call.
Like that was like a legit listener calling in, right?
That's right.
That's something to behold and be thankful for. Thank you, Maria, for that.
Thank you. Yes, because you know what, Sal? See,
Sally Fingers bringing out all the people, all his peeps today.
You know, we should have found Sally sooner on the streets. We could have been getting calls all the time then.
I told you guys you need to have me on the show, but you're like, no, we want to interview bands and we want to interview a hot dog guy, all right? I just said all you need is Sally on the show, and you guys didn't listen to me.
Well, you know, Sally,
you got your proof. Thank you, Maria, for listening to us, unlike these two clowns.
I thought we were jokers.
We were jokers, we're clowns, we're everything in between.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I cut the line. Thank Maria. I think we hung up on you. Unlike last time with Joey Chestnut, we left him like a 50-minute voicemail. He's probably like, what the hell are these guys? What are these guys doing?
All right. So we got 15 minutes left. Let's dial it back a little bit.
Let's
take it down for a second.
I got to tell you one thing. It's hot.
We're getting very excited. It's Sunday.
That's what I wanted to ask Sally, though, is does he open early on Sundays? Because we all know Italians like to eat dinner at like 2 p.m. on a Sunday.
Well, you don't like to go by like 4 o'clock. You got to be ready to go.
We're there by 4 o'clock.
Okay, so Sally likes to take it a little late.
You got any Sunday specials on the menu today?
There's Mountain Guts on sale today.
Is that just regular?
So if you want to try some of that.
That sounds good.
We got it's a Mountain Guts special. It's got fresh made at home.
Yeah.
We put some sauce, put on a dish, and you eat it. It's good.
It sounds simple, but classic.
Simple, but classic.
And delish.
It's delish.
And not frozen. It's never frozen, right, Sal?
Never frozen. Frozen's for amateurs, not at Sally. Sally would never do that to his customers. Never.
Do you make your own ragout as well?
We make it, bro. You know that.
Oh, my goodness. Is your nephew downstairs in the basement making that manigot?
Making all that cheese, bro.
It's not easy to make ragout.
No, bro.
Because what is ricotta? Ricotta is like the curd, right? Or it's like the
it's a bunch of curd.
It's like the whey of the cheese, right? It's like curds and whey.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's like...
I think like the way of the cheese.
No. Like W-H-E-Y. Y. Way.
Way.
See, Sal knows his... He knows his
cheese. I don't worry about it.
I didn't even question your spelling, Sal.
The guy makes cheese. He's a cheesemonger.
Yeah. So what kind of wine you got? What's the house wine tonight?
We got some Barolo. The
Barolo. I think we know one of my uncles is actually a connoisseur of the Barolo wine.
Oh, is he really?
Yes, he loves the Barolo wine.
I knew a guy that worked at a restaurant, one of my cousin's friends, and apparently the house wine was like the bottom of like the last little bit of the wines from all different bottles that they just mixed together.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Sal, you don't do that. Sal, I wouldn't imagine Sal doing that.
That is disgusting. I almost barfed while I was listening to that over here.
Same thing with house whiskey too. I've heard that as well. It's the last little bit of whiskey.
That I could believe that in a bar though.
Oh.
I mean, you don't, after that first shot, you don't even know. You don't even question.
House whiskey is something you do when, you know,
you're just settling in
for the night, you know.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, let me get that PBR and let me get the house whiskey.
I just want something that's gonna taste like absolute garbage and also get me blurry eyed in like 35 seconds after drinking it. Which
that'll do it.
House whiskey.
I know Sal.
Dog Joe, I'll tell you that right now.
That's what I'm saying, but
he was so wasted.
Sal, when you go out, you drink a little shot of Sambuc when you go out.
I have a little bit of Sambuc. Yeah,
yeah. You had some in your coffee this morning, or that's it after dinner.
That's after dinner. I want to calm it down a little bit. I have some hot coffee. Put some Sambuc in there. It's good.
A couple Italian cookies in there, you know.
What about a couple
of them scones? Put
what about
in there.
The anisette? Yeah, what about that?
What about the anisette?
Do you drink it or what is that? What is anisette actually?
It's alcohol.
Okay, but
it's like a liquor. I don't think I've had it, like whiskey.
It's like alcohol.
Maybe have heard of it. I don't know.
I don't know.
This thing
bro.
Called booze. How many ewes are in booze? Like three?
I was like 12.
Yeah, Frankie's seen Sal's seen a few in Mario, I'm pretty sure.
A couple of booze.
But that's bad.
That's our time, everybody.
Yeah, good to see you.
We actually got 10 minutes. Fuck. Anisette is that something you put in your coffee too, or is that street Sambuc you do that? Or is it similar? It's like it's kind of the same thing, right? Anisette, Sambuc, it's very similar.
Though. I mean, I use them interchangeably, bro. That's just how I do it. I don't care what's in there. As long as it makes me feel good, that's all that matters.
About the amaretto.
How about it?
I fucking love that stuff.
You got some.
I've had that Di Serrano on the rocks.
I hate Di Serrano.
You're mad weak there, Steve. Mad weak.
I don't like the taste. I just don't like the taste.
I love it. And you put a little milk in it on the rocks. Ooh, you got yourself a dessert beverage.
I never had it with the milk. Only time I had it was in college. I had to chug it for like 10 seconds.
Ugh.
Let's see now. You know why I don't like it.
Like, what was that?
It was like Up the River, Down the River.
Bro, what happened?
No, you know that game, Up the River, Down the River, Sal? I don't know, maybe before your time in college.
Up the River, Down the River. I've been up every river.
The differences between the cars.
You sent a couple guys up the river.
I didn't do none of that. I told you. I just run a simple restaurant in Bensonhurst.
Yeah.
That's all I do.
An honest man making an honest living.
I'm an honest man making an honest living, doing honest things, talking about video games with you today.
Yeah, we did establish early on that he's an honest man.
He is. He can't tell a lie. Even if forced to tell a lie, he still cannot tell a lie.
I can't do it.
But in our final minutes, I would like to hear about this Up the River, Down the River game, because I didn't go away to school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bro, what river did you go up?
Yeah,
this is the Hudson River, Sal. I don't know if you know about it. Or the East River. Which river? I don't know which river you prefer.
I prefer
the Gowanus Canal.
I prefer the Hudson River.
Okay, so
it's got nice views.
Very lovely. Sure, a couple condos on there. But now, it's basically like a card game. You get like a deck of regular cards, 52 playing cards. And I believe you have to guess the number. Like someone's a dealer. You're always passing the card dealer. And you got to guess the number. And it's like, all right. So let's say I have the thing. I'm like, Paul, guess the number, right?
Okay.
So give me a number.
8.
And I'm like, it's higher or something. Uh-huh. I think then you got to... Then you drink the difference, I believe. I forget now. It's been a while. You know?
But what decides what drink you have to drink?
That's the only thing we had. It wasn't because of Di Serrano. My friend Omar
at school. Oh, I thought Di Serrano was like part of the challenge. Like you had to drink Di Serrano.
It was just what was available at the time. And Omar had just bought a bottle. Because that's like, because when you're in college, you don't see anything above like shitty vodka or like some gross type of whiskey. So when Omar
Crystal
bought.
Crystal Palace or something like that.
Yeah, like some garbage. Like we had Vladimir vodka was a big one.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, really, really bad. Like lines. It was all the shitty stuff.
Butt ice.
Yeah, I used to drink the beast ice.
Oh my goodness.
Because it was the strongest alcohol.
Bro, that is gross, bro. You ever drink Keystone Ice before?
Yes, that's also very gross.
That stuff get you messed up, and bro, it is disgusting.
Not like Peroni.
I'll tell you that right now. It ain't like Peroni, I'll tell you that right now.
It's nothing like it. So you basically, the difference of the numbers, you drink that many seconds.
I see.
So I got a big difference, and I had to chug this Arona.
Well, that's probably why you don't like this Arona.
Yeah, it was,
you
too sweet.
On the outset, you had it like
I can still see myself. I can see my young self drinking it being like, ooh.
But if you drink, you know, you're only supposed to have a little bit of it.
It's like a nightcap,
it's
right?
It's like a sipping. It's like a sipping thing. You know what I mean?
Like, you're not like an animal.
You're not supposed to chug it like a beer.
You know, and that's what I did. And I've never had it since then because it was so gross.
You obviously have been mentally scarred by this. Yeah, sorry about that, bro.
I mean, I think it's time to try it again, you know?
Well, give it a shot.
You pull the bike, Sal. You got to get back on it.
Right? Got to get back on that bike, bro. You can't be afraid. You got to get back on the bike. You got to do it.
And if that
bike is alcohol, I guess I got to do it.
Well, you got to pedal, bro.
I feel like if you put the milk in it, you'll really like it because it kind of tastes, it's very similar to consistency of the White Russian, which I know you're a big fan.
I actually haven't had that in a long time. And now I'm thinking about
right now.
Yeah. Even though today's a hot day.
I know, but sometimes, you know,
as Anchorman would say,
a bad choice.
Yeah, I'm going to say, as Anchorman would say,
bro, just go in the air conditioner. That's all you got to do. Go in the air conditioner, drink it. It's like nothing.
That's true.
Sal makes everything seem so simple and so easy in this life.
We'll go to your restaurant tonight hook us up.
Yeah, Sal, we'll get that 5% discount at the...
Yeah, bro. Mention Stroll, 5% off your Man of Guts. It's going to be good.
Only Man of Guts.
Yeah, that's not even enough for the tax, Sal. I'm saying 5%. Maybe you just cut the tax.
And you have to order it and say, I want the Man of Guts. You can't say, can I have manicotti, please?
You say manicotti, you leave my restaurant. That's what happens.
I want manicotti.
What if I say mozzarella?
With marinara sauce?
Yeah, if you say any of that stuff, you're out. It's just done.
No mozzarella?
No, you're going to marinara.
Well, mozzarella is okay. But you call it manicotti, you call it, I don't know what these people call it. They call it something other when it's not, you're out. That's it.
Chicken parmesan.
It's out of the office. No chicken parmesan. Yeah,
now, Sal, let me ask
here.
You one more thing because I just thought of something.
Why?
Now, do you... Now in the age of technology,
what about computers?
Yeah, well, maybe not. Maybe we're in the phone. More of these apps. Are you in with the Yelp app? Are you in with Seamless? Are you in with these things?
Well, Yelp for sure, bro.
Yeah,
Yelp for sure, bro.
So people can find you on Yelp.
Oh yeah,
you get good reviews. Have you gotten good reviews?
You get mad good reviews, bro. You got 5 stars all over the place.
Oh my god. You sure you're not just rating yourself, Sal, at any point? This is all from
paying someone off, maybe.
It's all legit, bro. It's all legit. There ain't no fake reviews on Sally's webpage. I'll tell you that right
now. Because we do know that there's some people that buy fake likes on Facebook.
Yes.
And Twitter.
Some would say we fell victim to that.
Yeah, we did.
I would take a minute to tell Facebook I'm disappointed in them.
Well, I accidentally boosted a Stroll post 2 weeks ago. For the show we were supposed to have with the guy Vinny from the Movie Life, and he didn't show
Vinny,
up.
Yeah, Vinny, why don't you mess me back, bro?
Yeah, they canceled on us last minute. So, not only was this not only was this post
sucks
put up there, I accidentally spent $30 because I didn't even realize that Facebook had my card already put in there.
Mark Zuckerberg's got all your information.
I never put my information in
there. He's building a wall in Hawaii for his house. He needs that $30. I told you to finish the masonry on the bottom of the wall.
But not only did my $30 pay for the mosaic tiles on Zuckerberg's bathroom floor, the post wasn't even useful because the guy wasn't even on the show. So total waste of $30.
And all the posts were all people from like Mexico City.
Right.
That looks like they just created the account.
Yeah, people who clearly had no interest in our show or the guest of the show.
Or were even real, for that matter. It didn't even seem like they were real.
So, bro, anyway.
You don't boost anything Facebook-wise. Bro. I know my dad sometimes does it on Denver Realty Avenue U. You go check them out if you need an apartment. But, you know, if you don't, I don't know, wouldn't suggest... You know, boosting posts.
And also, you could buy fake Twitter followers and fake Instagram followers. It's like we created this thing
just to feel good about ourselves.
Right.
Even though those
if you see someone likes it, you're like, oh, I must be good. I'm cool because I got a 15 likes.
So you're telling me I could buy food bots in my restaurant?
That's
what I'm getting at. You can buy Yelp bots probably. You could probably buy nice, good reviews for Yelp. I mean, if you could do it for Twitter, Facebook, all these other social media things, why not for Yelp and Seamless and all this shit?
I mean, Sal, I'm sure you got a nephew who's just about to graduate college that, you know, may have a journalism degree. English degree from St. Francis College. I don't know if you heard about it in downtown Brooklyn.
I totally heard about that place.
My alma
mater. I got 15 bros I know who went to that place, bro.
Nah, so you got
all
some,
from the neighborhood.
All good guys, I can only imagine.
Oh, they're all the best.
Simply the best. All right, so you guys have been listening to The Stroll Show on Radio Free Brooklyn. We've been sitting here with Sally Fingers.
of Bensonhurst fame, famed restaurateur. And we were talking about video games. We thank him for joining us on this
thank
day.
Thank you, Sal. It's been eye-opening, to say the least. You've provided such great insight into the video game world.
Do you have any closing thoughts there, Sally Fingers, for the people out there?
Come to the restaurant. Man, I got on sale today, and 5% off. And if you know anything, you know how to be Ninja Gaiden, let me know.
That's a good way to end it. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Sal. We really appreciate your time. Thank you, Maria, for calling in. Good luck on the open house today, on that appointment.
Yeah. Best of luck to Maria, Maria.
Whose house is open?
That's the song. I bet she knows it. Maria, Maria. No?
They've been
on that one?
What are you talking about?
I think it's is that Anthony, what's his name? Anthony, Mark Anthony?
Oh, Maria, Mariana. Something like that, right?
I don't know.
But this is the Stroll Show. This goes out to our boy, Vinny. Yo, Vinny.
You up?
Them all.